Seattle Repertory Theater opens its 50th season tonight with a world premiere. The new play explores a livelihood that doesn't exist anymore and a chapter of American history that many people don't know about. KUOW's Marcy Silman has more.
For most of the 20th century, luxury travel meant train travel. If you had the money, you got yourself a berth in a Pullman car, like Claudette Colbert in the scene from the 1942 comedy Palm Beach Story.
Where's the conductor?
He got off and running. That's why he lives just a little ways out. A very pretty countryside there.
You don't seem to understand. My clothes are lost. Shut up.
Yes, no, ma'am. They ain't lost. Nothing ever gets lost on a Pullman. They safe,
all right. This fictionalized Pullman porter, thousands of African-American men worked on the railroads between 1870 and the mid-1960s. Although train jobs were steady work, they didn't guarantee the men who held them any more respect than Claudette Colbert gave the porter in Palm Beach Story. When Cheryl West was a little girl, she took a train trip with her family. West still remembers the porters.
These men were there who were so pressed and so meticulous, and yet they smiled all the time, and I thought, wonder why they're so happy.
That question is at the heart of West's new play, Pullman Porter Blues. It's set in 1937. On a train traveling from Chicago to New Orleans. The main characters are three generations of men from a single family. Monroe Sykes, the grandfather, got his porter job after the Civil War ended. His son Sylvester is also a porter, but unlike his father, Sylvester finds the job demeaning. He's working to form a union. Sylvester's son Cephas has taken the porter job his grandfather got him, but Sylvester wants his son to go to college.
Cephas, your grandfather, he does like his fairy tales. Building up life on a train is something special.
But what if it's
He's just a simple man. He doesn't know any better.
Simple keeps you alive, Sylvester. Everybody can't be as smart as you.
Not about being smart as me, but I know my son's too smart for this.
He's your son, but I've had a hand in raising him,
too. Yeah, we can't
full of
excuses.
All the boy was doing was trying to learn.
Learn what, Dad?
I'm trying to learn everything.
Yes, the ball, the conductor. Letting that man pet on you like some animal at a zoo? Is that what you're trying to teach my son?
I'm trying to teach him about having a job, how to keep a job.
He's got a job, going to school.
A Pullman porter job was one of the best available to African-American men for most of the 20th century. Playwright Cheryl West says it was a leg up to the middle class for men who might have been born to slaves.
Coming off the plantation, getting to see the country when all of you known is like slavery and plantation life, getting to wear a suit, getting to wear a tie, that was amazing for that time.
Maybe, but it was also incredibly hard work. Porters were on call for the duration of a train trip, often 2 or 3 days. They delivered food and cleaned up after sick passengers. The wages were low. By the mid-20th century, activists like Cheryl West's character Sylvester began to agitate for a union. It took 12 years, but the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, the first African-American union, finally signed a labor agreement with the Pullman Company in 1937. Cheryl West decided to explore this milestone chapter of history through the eyes of one family.
Because there are universal issues in a family. How do you propel your child to be what you couldn't be? And that's one of the central themes in the play. How do you survive in a world where you are a man, but you are not treated as such? You do a man's work, but you get a child's pay.
Pullman Porter Blues is likely to resonate with many African Americans who have railroad workers in their family trees. Thomas Gray is a retired Boeing engineer. He lives in Seattle's Madrona neighborhood. Gray worked his way through college as a train attendant. He pulls out a scrapbook and leafs through some photos.
And then this is, of course, my father, and this had to have been around 40, 43 when he was...
Thomas Gray's father spent 44 years as a Pullman porter on the Santa Fe Super Chief. The train ferried movie stars and politicians between Chicago and Los Angeles. Gray lived with his grandparents in Albuquerque. He only saw his father when the Super Chief had a layover there.
You know, mine is just one of 10,000 other similar families that had the same situation. Any number of times have come across other people whose parents, grandparents, uncles had worked as Pullman porters.
Pullman Porter Blues is a play with music. The four-piece band and a singer are part of the cast. They portray train passengers. Cheryl West wanted the musical numbers to be completely interwoven with the dramatic action.
And I think blues is so raw and authentic that it's a way of speaking from the soul. So what the men are not able to say, they're able to sing.
Well, listen, all you prize players, don't you play to cheat.
The Seattle Repertory Theater commissioned Pullman Porter Blues 5 years ago. It's co-producing the premiere with Washington, D.C.'s Arena Stage Theater. Seattle Rep Artistic Director Jerry Manning says new work, like Pullman Porter Blues, is integral to the Rep's history. Manning points to the many award-winning shows that premiered at the theater over the past 5 decades. Wendy Wasserstein's Heidi Chronicles, Herb Gardner's I'm Not Rappaport, and Bill Irwin's Largely New York, among others.
If this theater has made its name nationally, it's because of new work that was done. And for us to launch a 50th anniversary, I can't think of a better way to do it. It's in our DNA.
Manning expects the long development of Pullman Porter Blues to have a big payoff on opening night. Playwright Cheryl West is most concerned that her play does justice to the story of the Pullman Porters.
I feel very much that I have to do it well and that it has to exemplify the dignity of those men.
Cheryl West will probably get instant feedback. Thomas Gray and his family will be in the audience for the opening night of Pullman Porter Blues. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.
Don't you play him to cheat. Listen, all you prize fighters, don't you play him to cheat. If he lands with either hand,